Cheers.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I hope everybody's enjoying this little bit of respite from the cold weather that we've been having. Isn't God glorious, and doesn't he give us a wonderful, beautiful day? Amen. I hope that some of you have had the opportunity to participate in some of the awakening services and hear some of the amazing testimonies that have been given. They are powerful and inspirational, and we have such incredible spiritual warriors in this church. We are so blessed, and I am honored and really humbled to be up here today and share with you my testimony. You know, I grew up in the United Methodist Church, and in a way, I mean that literally. I wasn't a preacher's kid, but I was the next best thing. I was the daughter of the music minister, and so I spent many, many long hours with my mother, who was the music minister of our local church, there at that church, watching her prepare and serve the Lord. And I just have such a heart for the music team, the praise team, and all the time and effort that it takes and love that it takes to prepare that music. So I thank them. I went through sixth grade confirmation, like so many of you here in this service, at my local United Methodist Church. Immediately after that service, my grandfather, who was the Baptist minister in town, came and got me, and he took me to the Baptist church that was down the road and baptized me. So I guess at some point he had to draw the line and say he trusted the Methodists, but not quite that far. So I don't really remember a time in my life when Jesus was not there for me. I have heard that discipleship is a moment of consecration when we give our lives to Christ, and a lifetime of sanctification. And I praise God for that sanctifying grace that he gives me every day to increase my faith and to walk with him more deeply. Now, just because I grew up in the church does not mean I haven't experienced struggles with my faith, times of ups and downs on my walk with Christ. And it's really those struggles that I'd like to share with you today. And I'd like to start by reading to you a Bible story that is one of my favorites. And this story is the time when Jesus visits Mary and Martha and Lazarus in their home. This is taken from the New Living Translation of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into their home. Her sister, Mary, sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and she said, "Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that she just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to get up and help me." But Jesus said to her, "My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these things, and there is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her." If you have listened to any of the testimonies over the course of this awakening time, I hope you got to hear Polly Chambeau's awesome testimony Friday morning. She is such a spiritual mentor to me and spiritual warrior. I love her. And in that testimony, she revealed that she was a Mary. And I had to laugh because I was using this scripture as a basis for my testimony today. And I'm here today to tell you, I'm not a Mary. I really strongly resonate with Martha. I'm easily distracted by the world and all the many details that I feel like I have to take care of. I am sure that Martha was overjoyed when Jesus said that he would come to her home. After all, she was the one that invited him. It wasn't Mary, it wasn't Lazarus, it was Martha. And I bet that she felt the need to make him feel welcome, to do everything she could to make him feel loved and cherished. The scripture of John tells us that Jesus had a special relationship with Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus, that he loved and cherished them. And I bet that Martha cherished Jesus as well. So she did what she could, and she got distracted. And truly, that is me. I'm particularly reminded of this after the holidays, when I was blessed to have my family visiting, and they visited from before Christmas to after New Year. And it was wonderful. I love my family, and my husband's sitting over here, and everybody should give him a big pat on the back because he dealt with that the whole time. Thank you very much. So I love my family, and it's such a blessing to have them visit. But it's a lot of work, and I got distracted, and I did not take the time to sit at the feet of Jesus and be still and listen to his voice. This 21-day awakening event couldn't have come at a better time for me personally, because I need that time with Jesus. The author, Stovall Weems, he opens a book with a verse from Romans, and I'd like to share that with you. Romans chapter 12, verse 11 says, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord." I don't know about you, but this is really daunting. Never lack in zeal. Well, I have times when I have lacked in zeal, and my spiritual fervor has flagged. But I know those are times when I have let the world in between Jesus and me. I have forgotten the third part of that verse that says, serving the Lord. For me, when I serve the Lord, my spiritual fervor increases. My faith increases when I treat my faith not just as a noun, an opportunity to come to church and worship and profess our faith, but as a verb. That means I have to live my faith and live my love through serving the Lord, abiding in his word, surrendering my will, and being still. So during this 21-day awakening event, I am fasting from food. I have participated in fast before, as I know many of you have, primarily during Lent. And most of that, though, is really, you know, put down your chocolate and pick up your Bible kind of fasting and focusing on Easter and not necessarily focusing entirely on Christ. So the last year's Lent, I had the opportunity to be participating in Pastor Phillips' 12 by 12 class. It was an amazing experience for me, and it led me to a deeper fast during that Lent. And that fast, combined with our 40 days of prayer, was powerful. And I experienced new things in God that were amazing. But my inner Martha, yeah, she came right back up. And I once again have let the world between me and Jesus. And for you men in the audience, just in case you think this is a women thing, right? This is not a woman thing. This is all of us. And as a matter of fact, Rudyard Kipling wrote a poem called The Sons of Martha. And I invite you to take a look at that. So it impacts all of us. So during this 21-day event, I am fasting from food, but I need more than that. I need to push out the world, quiet my mind, and focus on Jesus. And I'm doing that by fasting from electronics. So I don't know about you, but when I sit down for anything, I pull out my phone and I put in my headphones and I listen to music and I listen to audiobooks and I listen to podcasts and I listen to the radio and I listen to whatever else comes up and I text and I play games and yeah, all those things that take me away from God. So during this 21 days, I am fasting from that. And during my quiet time, when I'm waiting on an appointment, when I'm running or walking, when I'm cooking, all these things that are quiet activities, I'm focusing on God. And that might not sound like much, but if you're a runner, you know that that music being plugged in, that's a really important thing. So it's very impactful for me personally. I'm really grateful to have this opportunity to do this. And if you haven't participated in this awakening event, there's so many ways to participate. I invite you, I challenge you, just participate in one day, participate in 3 days, listen online, do whatever it is you need to do to make your faith active in your life, that your faith may grow. Take the opportunity to grow in your relationship with Jesus and abide in his word. God has been faithful to me during this 21 days and is filling me once again with the Holy Spirit. He is stilling my heart that I may sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to his voice. And my prayer for you today is that God may still your heart, may quiet your mind, that you may hear his voice. Amen. Thank you.